Good morning, Ruth. Yom Chayodim, Akala Madala, Semin Yad Aleph. B'Zerzim Eid Shuvah, I remember Melech HaKadosh. We changed the phrase from Akela Kadosh and Kamoyo to Melech HaKadosh. V'Yomer Akela Kadosh, in this Kadosh Shasiyem, if he realizes the mistake before he completed the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, so he goes back to that phrase. Yasru Min HaMelech HaKadosh, he goes back to that phrase, and continues straight till the end of the bracha and says the chesim of Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yimsim of bracha. So the El Yerabba says Chesh L'Rosh. If he said he already said the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos incorrectly because it was he said Akel HaKadosh and then he finished off the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, so he was incorrect that he said Akel HaKadosh instead of Melech HaKadosh. So the Rabbi says he has to go back, just like in Shemoneh Esrei, if you say Akel HaKadosh instead of Melech HaKadosh, you have to go back. But the Prichodosh cost of the Ein Sarach Lachzer. The Prichodosh disagrees and says that no, that this is not the same thing as the bracha of Akel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh. And it's not Mahakev. Vitzarachian. And the Chayotim, in the Sefer Chayotim, leaves us Vitzarachian. And then he says, Vainish Benishmas Adam. The Chayotim, together with the Sefer Chayotim, also wrote another Sefer called Nishmas Adam, which was an elaboration of various different points that he brought up in the Chayotim. And the Sefer, it's printed in many versions of the Chayotim together with the Chayotim as well, as a footnote type of a situation. So the Nishmas Adam, he comes out that the Iker is like the Prichadosh. It's not Ma'akev. That halacha that's been Ma'akev is said specifically when it's in the form of a bracha, bracha to Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, which we say in Shemoneh Esrei, but in the tefillah of Magen Avos, the bracha Achaz Mein Sheva, where it's not said in the context of a bracha, so then it's not Ma'akev. And you would not go be not because of the rush. Fine. Shemini Yudbeis. Minig will call yourselves Shemrim Acha Kabbalah Shabbos. Kadam Tefilas Arvis Perak Bemem Malikin. So Bemem Malikin was instituted to say Shmatan Shulchan Aruch as a separate siman in Hilchos Shabbos that we say Bemem Malikin. The reason is also along the lines of to create a time filler for people which have come late. So that's the primary reason why we say it. The reason why Ben Malikin was chosen is because it is a parak which deals with halachas of halachas neiris, etc. So it's a good thing to do. Now, especially when they would make the Kabbalah Shabbos early, they would make Amarev early, so Ben Malikin would serve as a reminder for the halachas which are there to tell the Esartim Erabta, like we say at the end of that, you would ask where your Ma'aser, where your Ma'arev, and then he would say Halikus Aner, which halachas a person is supposed to say in his home before he leaves. He's supposed to make sure that they have been Ma'arev and they have been Ma'aser. So being Ma'ariv is referring to both the Ruvi Chatzeris and the Ruvi Tevshilin. We nowadays, our minhag is to make the Ruvi Chatzeris once a year, a communal Ruvi Chatzeris, which remains for the whole year. They historically would, each Erev Shabbos, they would gather from all the members of the Chatzer who lived there. They would gather, each person would contribute a roll or a loaf of bread. And they had to make sure that they did that. So there was, it was appropriate for the Baal HaBayis to ask the members of the household if he had done it himself, had they done so. You cannot be Ma'aser Peiros and Shabbos. So they had to make sure that they were Ma'aser. So Chutz Lortz, that's not a question. The Ruvi Chatzeris is not a question, but the statement that the husband should remind the household to light the neiros, that still is incumbent upon the person to do so. They would fulfill this with a Malikin. They would read it and they would say, oh, I have to say that. And it was still time to do that. It was still Erev Shabbos when it was early. Nowadays, we read it later at night. It's would not seem to fulfill that purpose, but it does add, remind you not to be mata than there, etc. So the other reminders which are there as well. So the reason why we did it before Kabbalah Shabbos is because of allowing us to remember it's halakhas neiros. Now that we read it at nighttime, it does not have to be there. It can be said elsewhere, and there is many siddurim which in the minhag of kehilas, but by the yekas they say it after Maariv, not beforehand. But the Chayyad was bringing the minhag which says we do it beforehand, and that was the explanation we just gave why it was instituted over there. Assuming that the Kabbalah Shabbos actually takes place with Baruch Hu, so we have it before that. We touched on this a little bit. The Kabbalah Shabbos might be nowadays accomplished with saying Mishili Yom HaShabbos, and then it would come out that Ben Malikin doesn't fulfill that other purpose of acting as a reminder to light the Neiros because it's too late. It's too late to light the Neiros. But the other functions of Ben Malikin would be there as well. Ben Malikin has not said when it's in conjunction with Shabbos, because the halachas of Hadlak are different when it comes to Shabbos when Yom Tov. So to not confuse the two, we don't see Ben Malikin over there. Now, the Chayyadim does not really just talk about the Yanim of Kabbalah, the Pesukim, which is every Kabbalah Shabbos, and we'll talk about that in the following shir. Have a good morning.